Your Beauty Hope and Colgate Tooth Powder for a Breath That's Sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful,
but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and we brought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
As long as you love me,
let it snow.
Well, last week, Judy won a radio contest. The prize was a blind date with a handsome man. But he ran out on her, and she spent the whole week at various radio stations looking for him. As our scene opens, she's talking to Aunt Agatha.
Aunt Aggie, I thought my handsome blind date might be Jack Benny, so I went to his house.
Did you talk to him, Judy?
No, when I got there, Rochester was shampooing Mr. Benny's pretty gray hair. Mr. Benny was downtown at the time. You see, he was downtown being a guest on a radio program. He was hoping they'd grow some hair on his head.
Grow hair on his head? Well, what program was it?
Can you top this? Yeah, then I went to another radio station looking for my dream man. And I fitted the program so well, they asked me to come back.
They did?
Yes. Yeah. Say, do the nightly frost warnings have a sponsor? You've heard that theme song. When it's smudging time in Pomona, I'll keep a fire under the pot for you.
Judy, why didn't that handsome man keep his blind date with you?
Well, when he saw my picture, he said he wouldn't go out with me.
Oh, cheer up, Judy. A man's no often turns out to be yes.
Aunt Aggie, this fella didn't say no. He said, phooey. You know, the only clue I have to my dream man are these shoes he left behind him. If I could just find the right fella to fit them, I'd have my ideal man.
Judy, what would your ideal man be like?
Just like Clark Gable. Golly, I've been to see Clark Gable's new picture every day this week.
Oh, Judy, isn't seeing the same picture over and over a little ridiculous?
No, Aunt Aggie. Gable's back and Garson's got him, and I want to be there when she lets go. Say, these shoes sure are big.
Say, Miss Judy, if you think those shoes are big, you should see my boyfriend Pomeroy's feet.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Are Pomeroy's feet big?
Big? Why, honey, he worked one summer at Yellowstone Park, stamping out forest fires.
Yeah, well, why did he quit?
Well, he had to. He got his foot caught in a canyon. Oh, you know, honey, Pomeroy's my ideal man.
Yeah, well, listen, has Pomeroy asked you to marry him yet?
Oh, no, ma'am. Pomeroy's waiting for reconversion.
Reconversion?
Yes, ma'am. I'm reducing and Pomeroy's waiting to see what the 1946 chassis is going to look like.
Why, Geranium, I didn't know you'd been on a diet. Did it really help you?
Oh, it sure did, Miss Judy. Well, the first week I lost 5 pounds and only gained 6.
Judy, just what type of man do you think will fill your dream man's shoes?
Well, I don't really know, Aunt Aggie, but whoever he is, he's my ideal. And my ideal is strong and tall. Kind of a man who can take me in his powerful arms and say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. You seem very happy today.
Yeah, I am, Senorita. My girlfriend Juanita's mother and father just celebrated their silver wedding. They're very happy together.
Why, Pedro, I thought you told me that Juanita's mother throws dishes at her husband. You call that happiness?
She is happy when she hits him, and he is happy when she misses him.
He is happy when she misses him. I say, Pedro, what's your girl's name?
Oh, she has a beautiful name. Juanita Rosita Carmelita Fernandez Aquila Hernandez Muchacha O'Brien. She is very beautiful. She has teeth like sparkling water.
Teeth like sparkling water.
See, 1 down and 7 up. You know, Senorita, I serenaded my girl last night with my guitar, but her father called me a stupid dope and said I didn't know how to play it, and that made me mad, so I let him have it.
You did?
See, but he couldn't play it either.
Pedro, where do you usually go when you have a date with your girl?
Senorita, we buy a big bag of jelly beans, and we take my lantern and sit on a dark bench in the park. And then I kiss her and eat a jelly bean. And she kisses me and she eats a jelly bean. And then I blow out the lantern.
Why do you blow out the lantern?
Well, I don't want her to pick out all the black ones. Well, esta mañana, señorita.
Taste a banana to you, too, Pedro.
That was Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Now a message from Colgate tooth powder. A breath of trouble can retard the career of secretary, salesman, or big financier. So ask yourself, are you the victim of a breath of trouble? I mean, unpleasing breath. It can mark you down socially. Yes, it can lose you friends and alienate people. It's happened to thousands without their knowing. Don't let it happen to you. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Aunt Aggie, there must be an ideal man somewhere to fill these shoes. I wonder if I'll ever find him.
Oh, cheer up, Judy. Spring is in the air. Romance will take a new lease on life. I saw my first red robin this morning.
Oh, that wasn't a red robin, Aunt Aggie. That was a sparrow with high blood pressure that came to California for its health. Gee whiz, if I do find a feller to fit these shoes, I hope he won't be a little feller.
Yeah, Miss Judy, suppose he's so short that when you try to kiss you, he only comes up to your chin.
Ah, who cares, as long as he comes up often enough. And anyhow, I can always stoop a little. I'm a little stupid anyhow.
Say, but you gotta be careful about kissing, honey. Yeah, now you take me for instance. I'm awful careful about that pre-engagement smooching. Yeah, in that respect, I'm something like a prize fighter.
Like a prize fighter?
Yeah. I don't do any sparring until I see the ring.
Judy, I hope you will find a handsome man who will marry you and take you to Niagara Falls. Ah, that's romance.
Yeah, that's where Pa took Ma. And Ma always used to say that romance for a woman begins by a splashing waterfall and a sinking sun and ends over a dripping faucet with a sink full of dirty dishes.
But your mother and father were happy, Judy, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were. Ma always said that marriage is like making hash.
Making hash?
Yep. You get out of it just what you put into it, but you never recognize it.
Mr. Boxley's here to see you. He's in the living room.
Gee, I bet Benchley came over to try on those shoes. I'll go in and see him. Howdy, Benchley.
Hello, Judy. Oh, my. Just look at you. Don't move. You're a picture.
Which picture? Leave Her to Heaven or Dracula's Other Wife? Don't tell me the truth. Benchley, will you try on these shoes and see if you're my ideal man?
Oh, they're not my size, Judy. Besides, I thought I was supposed to be your boyfriend. That ad you ran in the paper was quite a blow to my pride. Seems every time I turn my back, I get a kick in the teeth.
Gee, maybe you'd ought to keep them in a different pocket.
Forget this other man, Judy. Let's talk about us. Remember how we met?
Yeah, eventually. I dropped my gloves on the Wilshire bus, and you were such a gentleman. You kicked them over to me so I could reach them. And finally, we came to my stop, and we got off.
And we stood there under the lamppost. Do you remember what I said, Judy?
I sure do. You said, Abba, Abu.
Abu, Abu.
Yeah, that's Hubba Hubba spelled backwards.
So, Judy, what's happened to us since then? Will you kiss me once again just for old time's sake?
Benchley, when you talk like that, I don't want to see you anymore.
You don't want to see me anymore?
No, let's turn out the lights. Say, Benchley, look at that couple in that old gay 90s picture on the wall. What are they doing?
Well, Judy, they used to call that spooning.
So that's spooning.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to try it?
Shucks, never mind the spoon. Did you bring along a shovel? Oh, pardon me, Benchley, that's the door. Come in. Howdy, mister.
Hello there, girlie, remember me?
Oh, yeah, you're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep, Roscoe R. Whittle's the name.
What's the R for?
Rooster. When I was born, my old man took one look at me and flew the coop. Ain't that hot from the hen house? Yes, sir. You tell him, incubator, you get around the chicks.
Say, mister, where you been all week?
Oh, I've been busy rubbing Limburger cheese on my radio aerial.
Rubbing Limburger cheese on your radio aerial?
Yeah, I want the programs to come in stronger. What's the matter, sis? Don't you get it?
Yeah, open the window. I'm getting too much of it.
Now, don't be too hard on me, girlie. I'm a little depressed. Friend of mine just died from drinking shellac.
From drinking shellac?
Yeah. He had a horrible end, but a beautiful finish. Oh, that sends me. Hey, you know, that reminds me. I sent my daughter to finishing school to be duco'd.
To be duco'd? Why?
So the boys will like her better. Hey, that joke's from Britain, sis. What do you think of it?
I wish I had my bundle back.
All right, girlie, I can take a hint. I'll scram. As a baby mouse said when he put his head in the trap, so long, Mom, I'm going to cheese it.
Golly, eventually that fella's mother must have been frightened by a peanut bar. He's half nuts.
Oh, come on, Judy, let's listen to some records. I brought over my collection of Debussy.
Debussy?
Debussy. We can sit in the music room and enjoy the afternoon of a fawn.
Yeah, sure. So I'd rather go down in the rumpus room and enjoy the evening of a wolf.
Now, here's Judy Canova with her interpretation of There'll Be Some Changes Made.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea.
In the sea.
So from now on there'll be a change in me.
Change.
My walk will be different, my talk and my name.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough,
ain't enough,
then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray.
And gray.
There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
What's new?
I tell you, folks, these modern day changes are a problem. It's like my cousin Myrtle says. She had triplets, you know. And she says that all those changes keep a person on the go. Why, the government only confuses me the way they give out information. You know, I had to see a fat woman in slacks before I knew what they meant by inflation. And I see where they now got cars that fly, just in case you want to roam. So soon, I suppose we'll be hearing girls say, he got fresh, so I parachuted home. Then there's plenty of new housework-saving gadgets, but I think they're too much bother. My ma's had a gadget to do the housework for years. We children call him father. And I hear you can build a house of glass now. That is, if you're able. Well, brother, when they start building glass houses, I want to live next door to Clark Gable. Yeah, it sure sounds like it's gonna be wonderful. What with one invention and another.
Sounds like us folks can live in comfort and contentment. That is, if we'll just learn to live with each other. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin.
Oily skin.
Rough skin. Women as old as 50.
Even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors proved this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big, thrifty, bath-size Palmolive.
You know, Geranium, I even put an ad in the paper trying to find somebody to fill these shoes.
An ad in the newspaper?
Yeah, but by mistake they ran my picture under an ad for automobile repairs.
Yeah, well, what did it say, Miss Judy?
It said, if your frame is twisted and your bumper's out of shape, don't worry. Look what we did for this hopeless wreck. Something that makes me awful mad. I'm going to call that newspaper manager.
At the sound of the next tone, it will be exactly 7:21 and 1/4. At the sound of the next tone, it will be exactly 7:21 and a half.
Say, what newspaper is this?
The Times.
I don't get it. Well, anyhow, let me talk to the manager.
1 moment, please.
Hello, manager speaking.
Oh, hello, this is Judy Canova.
I'm glad to know you, Miss Canova. I've heard so little about you.
I don't get that neither. Anyhow, I called to tell you that when you ran my pictures in your newspaper, it sure did not help my blood pressure.
Well, lady, it didn't do the paper circulation any good either.
Howdy, mister. What can I do for you?
I'm the fellow who delivers your newspaper. I'm going to work my way through college.
Oh, what college are you going to?
Well, I'd like to go to Notre Dame, Southern California, Southern Harvard, Prince. Yeah. I'm starting next week at Vassar.
Where do you newspaper boys put the paper in the morning? I can never find it.
Well, I usually throw it in the hall, doors, on the curbs, in the front. I throw it in the back, I hide it in the ash can.
Say, did you see that ad I'm running in the newspaper?
Oh, no, I never read the papers. I only read the classics. Now, Shakespeare, Aristotle, Plato, I read long. I cut pictures out of Esquire.
Gee, he sounds like the sequel to The Lost Weekend. Geranium, will you get my hat, please?
Miss Judy, where are you going?
I'm going to find out what my dream man is like. I'm going to see Dr. Kearns, the physiatrist.
Yeah, what for?
I'm going to have him psychoanalyze these shoes.
Oh, won't you sit down, Miss Canova?
Oh, thank you. Dr. Kearns, I have an awful, terrible problem.
Yes, I could tell that just by looking at your face.
Miss Canova, how old are you?
Oh, shucks, Doc. I don't have to worry about age ever again.
What do you mean?
Well, I just got me one of them pen and pencil sets that makes you live forever. I did. Gonna give it back tomorrow. Tell me, Doc, just what is this physiatry stuff anyhow?
Well, psychiatry is a method of psychotherapeutic analysis resting on the theory that abnormal mental reactions are due to repressions of desires consciously rejected but subconsciously persistent.
Say, would you mind backing that up to the loading platform again?
Well, Miss Canova, by way of illustration, perhaps you saw Ingrid Bergman in Spellbound?
Huh?
Spellbound. Spellbound.
Capital B-O-U-N-D. You see, Doctor, I'll tell you how it was. Now, I found these shoes at a radio station, and I've been looking for the owner. He's my dream man.
Well, Miss Canova, I wouldn't worry about your dream man.
Well, I would.
You see, someday you'll probably marry, settle down, and raise 20 children. And that's real happiness, even if you have to live on the wrong side of the tracks.
Shucks, with 20 kids, we'll have to live on both sides of the tracks. Live in the middle of them, on top of them, underneath them, around them. We'll have to dig them up, finally. Say, Doctor, tell me something. Won't I ask you right now? Where'd you learn all about that physiatry stuff?
Well, I studied in Vienna and got my AB, my LLD, and my PhD. I guess that covers most everything.
That's sort of like me. I got my RFD at Cactus Junction. I guess that covers everything, too.
Your RFD?
Yeah, red flannel drawers. Hey, Doc, I just discovered something about these shoes.
What do you mean?
Well, I figured that the person who could fill these size 12 and a half shoes would be my ideal, who I'd spend the rest of my life with.
Well?
Look, I tried the shoes on and they fit me. Folks, I'm sure most of us wouldn't worry so much about things if we'd remember that worrying is just like sitting in a rocking chair. All you do is agitate yourself without getting anywhere. You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Now, darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Keep it up, ladies. Keep on saving your used cooking fat. Secretary of Agriculture Clinton P. Anderson says it's just as important now as when fats and oils were rationed to save and turn in every bit of used kitchen fat. Used fats continue to be one of our most important sources of supply for the manufacture of soap and for other industrial uses. It may be many months before we can obtain adequate supplies of imported fats and oils for these uses. Remember, too, fat is needed in the manufacture of nylons, textiles, electrical appliances, baby carriages, and scores of other peacetime products. Well, ladies, now that you can get more meat, you'll have more surplus cooking fat. Don't waste it. Sell it to your butcher. He'll give you 4 cents a pound. Just remember, where there's fat, there's soap and other products you need. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleep, you little baby, go to sleep, you little baby.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.